Hi all, welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. I'm your host, Janice. This show features songs that mention something in nature, and this is the 10th chapter of the sun version of the show. All of the songs mention sun in the lyrics. I have a special guest today, Rod Garrett. He has a new album out called Awakening.
Welcome to the show, Rod.
Well, thank you, Janice.
I don't know a lot about you. If you could tell me a little bit about where you were born and how you got started in music.
Okay, yeah, I was born in Eugene, Oregon. We moved around a lot. By the age of 10, we were in Roseburg, and that's where I grew up and went to high school. Didn't really start playing until I was about 17. Have been playing ever since. And after high school, I moved to Eugene, and I was a tree planter and wildland firefighter for 15 years. 58 years old, and finally made an album. took a while.
What really kind of clicked with you and you picked up an instrument, and what instrument was that?
Originally, when I was 13, I started on the drums, and I loved it, but had to get rid of the drums because the neighbors were complaining. So didn't get into it again until I was 17, and that's when I picked up the guitar, and just the music I was listening to back then was the heavy metal, you know, Iron Maiden and Scorpions and stuff, and just really loved them and wanted to be a rock star. So that's how I started playing, and it evolved over time, you know. When I got my first acoustic, around 25, things changed a lot. Then there was no distortion and all those effects covering up everything, and could really hear what I was doing better, and started really kind of focusing on actually learning how to play the chords and bar chords and all that stuff. Some friends that were really good songwriters, and they were in bands, and so I just was kind of wanting to be in their league, and so started writing songs and on the acoustic. And I was in a couple bands that never really went anywhere. And I'm not in a band at all now.
Yeah. So this album, it came out this year. Are those all your original songs?
Yeah, they're all original, yes.
Wow, that's great.
The guy that produced this album, his name is Lino Alessio, and he's a professional musician. He's been in bands. He opened the band Asia, and back when he was doing his rock and roll thing. Now he just does his own shows, but he does all the bass and piano and the guitar. So he's basically my band. He does the drums electronically, and so he pretty much does all that, and then I just play the guitar. He's pretty much my band. Yeah, the shows I go out and do around here are just basically me, and he sent me the songs, but he took out, you know, my guitar part and my vocal part, so I can play on through my tablet. I can play the songs and play along with them when I do my shows.
What kind of shows do you do?
Well, just street shows, basically, right now.
So you're playing gigs just basically in and around Sisters?
Right now, yeah, it's just pretty much playing locally. That album took almost 2 years to make in the studio. So a lot of those songs, you know, I played them in the studio and just moved on to the next song and hadn't played them for 2 years. So I need to go back over these songs and learn them. I need to go over them and practice them a little more. People really want to hear what they know. So it's good to slip in some cover songs, you know, in with the set. And so right now, and I've never, ever really been into playing other people's songs. So I have to kind of expand a little bit and start doing that in order to get more paying gigs.
So this song that I'm going to play after we talk here is The Storm. Yeah, this is really appropriate because we've been having storms recently, and I've been wondering about my show focusing on sun. It just happens I started it in July. Well, here we are in the fall. A song that mentions storm that I can play on my sun version of the show is actually perfect. And so why don't you tell me about what inspired you to write the song, The Storm, and what was in your mind and how long it took you to write?
The Storm I wrote when I lived in Lapine, and I lived in a beautiful place. I lived right on the Little Deschutes River, which is kind of what the Life 101 song was about as well. But the storm, the clouds would come in over the mountains and just be all these different shades of gray and just this beautiful, you know, I'd watch these storms coming in, and that's what inspired it. That's the first line in the song, the clouds roll in. I just started writing this song, The Storm. Probably wrote it in about a week. And so that was 20 years ago. When I went to go into the studio, I wanted to do The Storm, but it was kind of, I did a rewrite on it and turned it into what it is now. So it did get changed from its original version, but I think it got changed for the better. So I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Is music your primary source of income, or do you have another profession?
No, I'm hoping to turn it into a primary source of income. But right now, I do handyman work.
Yeah, so give us your email address where people can contact you to get some of your songs.
My email address is roddean.garrett@gmail.com. Hopefully, eventually, I will get up on Facebook or something. And
I think that's all I have. Thank you for being on the show, Rod.
All right. Thank you, Janice. I really appreciate it.
Your song, The Storm.
Storm, bring on. glossy wings will carry you. Well, midnight sun will never shine. Just dragons of a fool, you think you love a body all the time. Shine on, shine on, sun. It's so cold, buddy.
That last song was Drifting Sun, performed by The Scorpions, one of the bands Rod Garrett mentioned that influenced his music. The German band The Scorpions have been playing music since 1965, with only one of their original band members, Rudolf Schenker, still with the group. They didn't really gain worldwide appeal until 1974, which is when the song Drifting Sun was released with new members on the album Fly to the Rainbow. They are regarded as one of the best-selling bands of all time, having sold between 75 and 100 million albums worldwide. They have 19 studio albums, 6 live albums, and 28 compilation albums, among other recordings. They will be in Las Vegas this coming April. They have numerous awards and honors over the years. This next song is Earth, Sun, and Moon, performed by Love and Rockets, from the album of the same name, released in 1987. I talked about Love and Rockets most recently in the first chapter of the Sun version of the show. This English band started performing in 1985 and has announced that they performed their last concert in January of 2023.
Yeah. that rainy day sun, peeking in and out the falling raindrops, smiling down on everyone. In her golden gossamer gown and a necklace of the finest rainbow, riding out this rainy day.
Rainy Day Sun was that last song, performed by Spinal Tap from their 1992 album, Break Like the Wind. Again, one of these interesting things that I find out by looking into musicians on the show, Spinal Tap is actually a made-up English band. Actors from America formed the band to mock the hard rock, extremely loud music. They initially appeared in 1979 on the TV show. That's what it's called, the TV show. A brainchild of producer Rob Reiner. A movie was released called This is Spinal Tap, which was about a disastrous aging English rock band where all kinds of weird events and bizarre accidents occurred. They are known for their parodies. Whatever their angle, it must have paid off since they are still performing today. This next song is Up on the Sun, performed by the Meat Puppets, and is the title song from their 1985 album. The Meat Puppets are a real band, formed in Arizona in 1980. They were characterized as psychedelic country, but this song seems to depart from their previous genre. Through all these years and a few breakups, the three original members are still playing today. They have not released an album since 2019, but have performed at several live concerts. They have 15 studio albums.
something to talk about. Who told you so? Let go of us slow, like old camera's candles are lost in the snow.
even if the sun don't shine. Even if it rains all day, long as you're here with me, hey, I've been doing just fine. Even if the sun don't shine. You got something I could use. Hey, darling, don't you know you do? Come on then, jump my way, and everything will be okay. Even if it rains all day. Hey, I don't feel cross if there's gray skies above, 'cause I'm singing a song with the one that I love. Dark clouds have their say. Hey, it don't matter anyway. As long as you are here, we're gonna have ourselves a time. Even if the sun don't shine.
That last song was Even If the Sun Don't Shine from a 2017 self-released album of the same name by Jeff Rimes. Rimes currently lives in Portland, Oregon, where he just happened to move next to a top-of-the-line recording studio called Type Foundry. Rimes will be performing at Turn 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 in Portland on 13th of December. This next song is another from the Awakening album performed by our guest, Rod Garrett, called Life 101. He mentioned the song briefly as one of his favorites. It's a happy song that greets the day. There are a few more songs after Garrett. I hope you enjoyed the selections. This has been Earth in Tune, and I am your host, Janice. If you would like to support KQUA, visit our website, kqua.org, to see what other programs are available, catch up on podcasts, and don't forget to hit the donate button. You can email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. Well, that's it for now. Don't forget to get up and enjoy the sun. Doesn't last long at this time of year.
Watching the sunrise. Yeah, I wake up in the morning watching the sunrise. Well, it lifts my spirits up to the sunny blue sky. Now I'm sitting out on the front porch, set
such a beautiful sight. Yeah, I'm sitting out on the front porch. It's such a beautiful sight. Well, it's sure good to be here, living a brand new day of life. Yeah, yeah, it's a new day. Welcome to Life 101. You know, this world is our classroom, but we're here to have some fun. So have some fun. And the water flow. Yeah, sitting down by the river, watching the water flow. On its way to the ocean, yeah, cuts right through my soul.
Snap the wall. in the sky. Kiss another day goodbye.
State.